Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio. Talk about it. You don't live it, you talk about it. Talk about it. You don't live it, you talk about it. Niggas talking it, but they ain't living it. Woo! Read it and weep on them. His jewelry look cheap on them. Them goons gon' sleep on them. Late night, they gon' creep on them. Man, talk about it. Talk about it.
Them guns,
talk about it. Them bitches, talk about it.
Your ones,
talk about it. You don't live, you just talk about it.
Counting blood money in the telly. I'm hanging up, talking drug money on the celly. Nice whip, bigger houses. Bitch ain't blind, she see a nigga outfit. Gangsta monster, I'm in the outfit. Mafioso, Trey Ocho. Either pays up or sprays up the poker.
Either.
Your gangsta's local, mine is by coastal. Rather worldwide. I used to sling girl on my girl ride, hoping that the world die. Hard darker than Gotham. Raised by wolves, this rich nigga's a problem. Know about stardom, top down in Harlem. Rock the Apollo, rocked out the garden.
Rock.
Milk white whip, I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah, I'm a ghost, but I got goons and goblins. Yeah. Nigga,
read it and weep on him. His jewelry look cheap on him. Them goons gon' sleep on him. Late night, they gon' creep on him. Man, talk about it.
Your hood,
talk about it.
Them guns,
talk about it.
Them bitches,
talk about it.
Your
ones, talk about it. Don't live it, you just talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it, nah, be about it. Inquiring minds wanna know if he about it.
Yep.
Nothing can't really go down unless he allow it. Cause his arm in the hood is as strong as a key of powder.
Strong.
Next question is, what it cook like though? And it sound good, but that ain't what it look like though. Life's a bitch and I can't wait to book that hoe. I ain't no rapper dog, I'm a crook that flow. Yo, whip cost a half a mil, talk about it. When you see my shit park, walk around it.
Walk.
You could just smell my weed and cough around it. Ain't no need trying to leave, you all surrounded. You gon' learn the hellfire is real. When the king talk, can't tell side to chill. He'll have your body all on the ground with chalk around it.
Yeah.
And that's something to talk about, so talk about it. What's up?
Read it and weep on him. His jewelry look cheap on him. Them goons gon' sleep on him. Late night, they gon' creep on him. Man, talk about it.
Your hood,
talk about it.
Them guns,
talk about it.
Them bitches,
talk about it.
Your
ones, talk about it.
I got a girl,
just talk about,
yeah. Heavy verse, you tell me what you buying.
A word.
Feel free to just stop lying. You ain't get a deal yet, stop trying. Why you going through a phone? Stop spying.
You and me,
niggas talking it. It's unfortunate. You ain't popping none, nigga. Put a cork in it.
Stop it.
I bagged up kilos for real.
No doubt.
I was in the street waving at steel. Fighting in the street, they cut my nigga bill.
Busy.
When your homies die, take time to heal. I've been hard as nail. I swam with the whale. I've been had money, I just never had the sales. Couple million sold, probably went gold.
Yeah.
The same chick you dating to drink my whole load.
Come here,
down the grade. Nigga, I'm straight. But why you on camera if you really moving weight?
Read it and weep on him. His jewelry look cheap on him. Them goons gon' sleep on him. Late night, they gon' creep on him. Man, talk about it.
Your hood,
talk about it.
Them guns,
talk about it.
Them bitches,
talk about it.
Your ones,
talk about it. You don't live it, you just talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Niggas talking it, but ain't living it.
Talk about it.
Niggas talking it, but ain't living it.
Talk about it.
Niggas talking it, but ain't living it.
Talk about it. You don't live it, you just talk about it.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, get your mind right, get your money right. Got a good show tonight. Got the lovely Linda rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here chilling, laying back.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio tonight. Special guest. We got DJ Johnny O. Big big time DJ doing his thing, man. Definitely, definitely. We got a caller calling up early today, too. Caller 216, talk to me.
It's Johnny O. What's up? What's up?
What's going on, bro?
I'm out here living. How about you?
That's what's up, man. Pop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Johnny O rocking with us. They don't know. Let anybody know what you all about, brother.
Oh, man. I celebrate 37 years in the hip-hop game this year, come June. 37 years DJing. Wow. A long career, a lot of tours, a lot of traveling. But now I'm focusing on Nerve DJs MP3 Pool and Nerve DJs Mixtapes.com. So that's my main issue. We also do three or four tours throughout the Midwest and the South and the East Coast every year for Nerve DJs and the artists that we're pushing. So we got a lot going on.
That's real, man. So you've been in the game 37 years. What are some of the major changes that you've seen and witnessed in the music industry yourself?
The biggest change is the style of music and I guess you could say the dumbing down of the music industry. How they took us from party rap to conscious rap to gang rap to the rap hip hop that we have now. I mean, there's a lot of good music out there, but everybody's following the one trend and just rolling with it. Nobody wants to, you know, do a Public Enemy or a love song like LL did back in the day. Every now and then you get one. I was just on NerveDJsMixtapes.com. Got a call from a young man from California. He wanted me to check out his track. Played the track. It's a great track. It's a slow song. Sounds like Prince. I was like, wow, this is nice. They got to get up on this. So I called him back and told him I like it so much. I'm going to promote it for free just because I like it. So normally I charge people, but this one I'm jumping on.
That's real. Must be a high record then, shit.
It's a slow record. That's the good thing about it. It's an R&B style slow record. It's not a dirty, you know, I got to get in your drawers, get your panties, and get your head and all that. It's none of that. It's just a good, clean R&B Prince type record, and it sounds so much like Prince. I thought it was Prince when I first played it, so but it's not. So it's a good record. It's a young kid. He had a record deal last year, but the people he was with, they didn't come back with him. And the kid can sing, so that's the real thing about it. Good music, and he can sing.
That's real, man.
Yeah.
So you know.
Excuse me.
You know, we have a lot of indie artists that are listening to us every week, man. What are some of the common mistakes, you know, artists go through when they're trying to submit their music to record pools and, you know, promotion companies?
I'd say the most common mistake that I've been seeing over the last few years is just, you know, thinking you can get right on Twitter and the DJ is going to jump on it. Hey, man, I got a hot track. Check it out. Say hello to me first. You know?
Say what's up, right?
Say what's up. Let me introduce myself to you or something. Shit. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know if we can use foul language because I do cuss a lot. So So you get a lot of that type of shit. So I deal with it. I tell them, you know, yo, my name's Johnny O. Nice to meet you. I let them know how long I've been in the game, who I worked for. I worked for Russell Simmons for about 5 or 6 years at Def Jam.
Wow.
I was on the first official Def Jam street team back in 91 with Kevin Lowes and under Johnny Walker. So I've been around a long time, been through a lot, been on a lot of tours. LL and I was on a tour together in 1984 when he first came out. Did a tour with him. It was a 9-city tour in 8 days. We did that down south. The last show was in New Orleans in front of 54,000 people. That was in 1990. So been out there a long time. Me and Red Alert been friends for since that same tour. Red Alert was on that tour also.
That's special, man.
They've got to, excuse me, I just finished dinner, so I had to run downstairs and get to the phone.
It's all good, man. Multitask, multitask. It's all
good,
man.
So, so how y'all been? Y'all been good?
You know,
I've been wonderful.
I've been wonderful.
You know it.
That's great. That's great.
Rocking out every week. Always got great guests on the show. A lot of indie artists rock with us, listening to the show. So, you know.
I want to apologize for that, for the one show I missed. You know, I really apologize for that, but I've been so busy. And so, you know, how did you guys name your show, the Hip Hop Stock Exchange? Are you guys into the stock market also?
You know it, man. We blend
okay.
hip hop with financial literacy. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Preach.
You know, something different, something needed for the people. We're here to, you know. Like
just
people about,
part of
you know, real estate, you know, stock market, how banks work, and how credit works, and, you know.
Okay.
Health,
well,
science,
you know,
sports, everything.
I've been a big trader a long time, so I've been trading stocks since about 93. So I've been in the stock game a long time and made a lot of money off of Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. I know that's right. You got in there early when it was a couple cents, when it was a penny stock, right?
Yeah, I bought 80,000 shares.
Really?
It was a nickel.
Yeah.
Actually, that was after it crashed. It went when I originally got in, it was $2 a share. It went to a high of $9. And then in 2001, 2002, when the market crashed, it went all the way down to a nickel.
Wow.
I bought 80,000 shares at a nickel apiece. And I've been selling 10 to 20,000 at a time from 50 cents to $4. So I'm just about out right now, but I made my money back quadruple, 10 times.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I know you was happy to see Howard Stern pop up in there.
Oh, yeah. I said,
for real.
Not a he there. It's definitely going to go. So,
yeah.
It's been going. I've been making money off of it every month, so I made my money. I think I got about 2 or 3,000 shares left, and I'm just gonna let them sit there until it hit about $10. So
I like that. I like that. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We gonna play some heat. Come back, chop it up. We got another caller on the line. We gonna do what we do, man. Let's get it.
Yeah.
All my bleed. Let's let it play.
Oh yeah. Ain't no phonies in my solar system. Solar system. Ain't no fake phonies in my solar system. They ain't talking money. Let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. They ain't about it. Let them moonwalk. You got haters. Let them moonwalk. No phonies in my solar system. Solar system. No fake homies. Chess games win a few winners, we never lose. We call it life lessons, but God bless it. Check it,
let's get it, baby.
Ain't no ponies in my solar system.
Solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system. Money never over, wisdom 750, new edition. All money legal, baby, no taxes, fuck the system. I give it to you how you want me. Only melanin can judge me. Sell with diesel, polo, rugby.
You see it, you see
they
it.
They celebrate on small. Talk is cheap, time is cost, and place your bet. Life's an auction if they ain't money talking.
Money talking.
Let them moonwalk.
Moonwalk.
LFA New York.
Let's get it, baby.
Ain't no Judas in my solar system.
Solar system.
Cause I got shooters in my solar system.
Solar system.
They ain't talking money. Let them moonwalk.
Go. Go.
If they phony, let them moonwalk.
You see it. You see
they
it.
They ain't about it. Let them moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got haters.
Get it, baby.
ride it smooth, just like the mother shit.
You see,
you see me thugging with double G patterns, call it quiet money, fashion rings with the rocks and Saturn.
Oh yeah,
winning is
a passion.
I'm talking Mercury, your profit when you work with me, so I never work for free.
Go.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk.
Go.
If they phony, let them moonwalk.
You see it, you see.
They ain't about it, let them moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got haters, let them moonwalk.
Get it, baby.
No phonies in my solar system.
Solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system.
Solar system.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. Phony, let a moonwalk. I take what it's worth on this earth. Then work with me, I'm talking Mercury.
Mercury, Mercury.
My success came from Jupiter.
Jupiter,
oh, yeah.
Jupiter,
my
yeah.
goddess came from Venus.
Venus, get it, Venus.
All the wars came from Mars.
Mars, Mars.
Controlling patterns like I'm Saturn.
Oh yeah, Saturn. Oh yeah, Saturn.
I am the one like the sun.
You see it? You see it.
I am the one like the sun.
Money,
let them moonwalk.
Go, go.
If they phony, let them moonwalk.
You see it, you see.
They ain't about it, let them moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got haters, let them moonwalk.
Get it, baby.
No phonies in my solar system.
Solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system.
Solar system.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk.
Go, go.
If they phony, let them moonwalk.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange, get your mind right, get your money right. We got DJ Johnny O rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Oh, over here tweeting out, letting everybody know I'm on the world's greatest radio show out there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You already know, yeah. man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Y'all talk everything. You got to be the best. You don't just play hip-hop all day. You educating, so you got to be doing it right.
That's right, man. Something special, man. We got another caller calling, man. 603. What's going on?
What up, what up?
All right, what is it, man?
Hello,
hello.
How you doing, El Boogie?
I'm doing good.
How you doing, bruh? How's everything, man?
Chilling.
Great.
Everything gravy. Everything gravy, man. So, Hip-Hop Stock Exchange, DJ Johnny O, tell us, man, whatever do you think is the best hip-hop has produced so far,
whatever. The best, I believe, from the time I've been around, I gotta go with the greatest ever hit the stage, Run DMC.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah. I mean, that was real hip-hop. You don't see shows like those Fresh Tours and those tours back in the day. You don't see shows like that anymore. I mean, the whole game has really changed. I mean, some good shows. I love MGK's show because he got so much energy, but he's one of my homies from Cleveland, so, you know, I'm going to give him love. I always love Bone Thugs and Harmony because I helped them get to where they at. Public Enemy, great team. I seen Jay-Z the other night, and he killed it, so. And when Biggie was alive, you know, Biggie and Tupac, some of the best ever. If you go on shows, I love the Jam Master J and Run DMC show. I always loved the LL Cool J show. Jay-Z, like I said, Jay-Z killed it. This Sage show was out of this world. But, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you couldn't have stage shows like that because it would have cost you too much money. The money wasn't there like it is now. So it was just out there, two turntables and the two MCs, and you go for it. Now you got all these lights, you got drummers, keyboarders, DJs, dancers, boom. So you are kept active the whole time, so something's always moving on stage. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of Run DMC shows. That's one of my favorite,
them
and Public Enemy. Yeah.
If you can give some advice for these indie artists, how important do you feel is having a good show, a show presence, important to their upcoming careers?
It's you can't just get on stage and walk around back and forth with 9 or 10 of your homeboys standing behind you singing your song. That's not a stage show. That's just a bunch of niggas on the stage acting a fool. They can do that at in the backyard in the garage. It's very important to have a well-organized stage show nowadays because you want to entertain your audience. You want them to leave there and say, that was the best show I ever seen Lil Wayne do or whoever. And Lil Wayne got a hell of a show sometimes. I ain't seen it in a while, but he can entertain you. Jay-Z entertained us when he was here in Cleveland the other day. He stopped. He talked to everybody. He told them to tear the place up. I don't give a hell. Plus 50,000 to a player like me. So, yeah, he tore Cleveland up. I'm sure he did that everywhere he went. So, you know, stage show makes it. And when I was touring, me and my group, Johnny on the Sorcerer crew, we came, our thing was the Grand Wizard and the Mighty Sorcerer. So we came out in big hooded robes. We had the flame-throwing torches on our hands, and we could shoot fire in the air, you know, different effects on the stage. And a few extras to keep the people's attention. So, yeah, stage show is very, very important nowadays. No, I don't want to go pay $65 or $100 to see two MCs walk back and forth across the stage with no DJ. I ain't
going to For real, I had no DJ.
You know.
That's true.
So that's me. And that's most DJs that I know, you know. Especially as old school DJs, you're not gonna get up on stage and just think you're gonna have a hell of a show with nothing. So yeah, that's very important. You gotta have a stage show. That's the first thing when I'm teaching my artists. Y'all gotta have a stage show. Sorry about that phone calling in.
It's all good. It's all good, man. How important do you feel it is to be linked to record pools and, you know, really having your business right and having a budget for indie artists?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you really got to have a big budget nowadays because everybody is stepping on my toes. I mean, my record pool was started in 2002. It became official June 2003. Now everybody has a record pool going. And the reason I started Nerve DJs, it was me and three other guys. The reason it started was because the record pool here in Cleveland, which is called Midwest Record Pool, wouldn't let me in because they said I wasn't spinning in the club anymore because I had retired for a minute. And I said, what? I'm not spinning in the club. I spend 2, 3, 4, or 5 wedding receptions every month. So they wouldn't let me in. So when I was approached, a friend of mine approached me. He said, I want to introduce you to a way to download your music while you sleep. So I said, you got my attention. And that's how Nerve DJs was started. He had an FTP site where he was uploading music and giving people passwords to go in and download. And we went from the four of us to 90 people in about 2 months. That was just in the Cleveland, Ohio area. We had 90 DJs paying $25 a month to get music from the internet. So, and it grew from 90 to where we have well over 1,400 DJs right now. So,
wow.
Worldwide. Yeah.
That's
so,
crazy,
yeah,
man.
It's very important to have a budget because even though our budget, our promo prices aren't expensive, being $500 a month and everything that we offer somebody to get on a promo from us, it's crazy. We got some people charging $5,000 just to send an artist music to the DJs and their crew. And they don't even have half as many DJs as we have. So
I'm like, that's real, man.
You could spend your money the wrong way or you could spend it the right way. With us, you're going to get... Go ahead.
Break down the whole Nerve DJs record pool package. I mean, I know you guys spread out, but, you know, all across the world. But exactly what it entails when, you know, an indie artist, you know, signs on.
Okay, if an artist want to come through us and say they want to get a silver package, silver package is $750. We work your record for 30 days. Now, you can pick and choose if you want to take something off, the price goes down. You get track video and bio posted to 10 blogs. You get a 30-day push. You get 4 email blasts to 5,000-plus DJs. So that's like one major email blast every week. You get your mixtape or single uploaded to 10 mixtape sites. You get added to the Nerve DJ's priority list. And when you get on the priority list, every DJ that's a Nerve DJ member, official Nerve DJ, has to play that record or put it on a mixtape or put it on their radio show. You get on our world-famous industry conference call, and that consists of we do a 10- to 15-minute interview of the artist, and we average about 200 callers on our call. Last night, I think we had a total of 91 callers on our call, and it was a slow call, but we had the cocaine from the West Coast, from Eazy-E's camp back in the day. We had him on the call, and we had a lot of DJs on when he was there. So you get the interview, we play your track, and you get instant feedback from all the DJs that want to give feedback on the call, DJs and callers, because our calls are always open to the public. You get 2 or 3 interviews on Nerve DJ Radio and our sister stations. Up to 250 spins on Nerve DJ Radio stations. We got 2 internet stations. That's Nerve DJs Radio. Bio on track submitted to NerveDJs.com, MP3 pool. You get a banner, clickable banner. You get 2 clickable banners on 2 different sites. You get a featured artist page, and you get 30 days of social media promotion on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. So that's our $750 package. So,
they getting their money's worth then.
I believe. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, you got to do it. You can't tell somebody, well, you got to pay $1,000 to get on this showcase, and you ain't going to get nothing. You just
that's
paying $1,000 to come and perform? You got to be nuts. What you going to give me? So I always believe in giving the artists their money's worth. I show them what they get. They sign the contract, I sign the contract, and every time I do something for them or we do something for them, I check it off. This is the date I did it. Here it is, and I send it to them in the email. So, because, I mean, all I got to live off is my name, and I don't want nobody trashing my name. So I've been in the game too long for somebody to trash my name. So, that nigga didn't give me my damn interview. No, you missed your interview, goddamn. You're right. You missed your interview. So, and we also have a package with 100 college radio stations. You can get your track added to 100 college radio stations. So,
wow.
That's the new game out here now, going through college radio to get to regular terrestrial radio. So, a lot of people are going to be jumping on
that
pretty soon. Because, I mean, the college stations are, they're kind of easy to get to, and we have a good relationship with a lot of them. So my vice president, Big Hef, works for E1. He worked for Eminem back in the day, and he worked for a lot of different record labels doing promotions. So that's the main reason we got that right there, part of our package, one of our packages. Yes,
artists, man, I like that.
Definitely have a budget, because every DJ coalition out here is charging $200 or $300 to get on a conference call. We charge, well, our new price for 2014 is $300, and they get just about all of that I just read out to you. They get that. They get an email blast of 25,000 contacts for 2 weeks. Track and video submitted to the pool. They get on the priority list. They get the conference call. They get on a radio station for 3 or 4 weeks. And our station, when the track plays, it'll send a tweet out, now spinning hip-hop or Now Spinning Cocaine, new record with Busta Rhymes, What I. So it'll send a tweet out every time it plays. So the artists can see that they're getting their money's worth.
Right.
And no, over right. the Thanksgiving to Christmas time, I ran a $5 deal. For $5, all you take is $5. You got your record submitted to the MP3 pool, and you got 2 weeks of Nerve DJ's Radio with Twitter Blast for $5.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat it at all. So, you know, I like to give back. You know, what I tell a lot of people is, as an OG in this game, I came up, and a lot of stuff I had to learn on my own, but it was still a lot of people out there that helped me. So now I'm the OG. I have to reach back and help people every now and then, too. So I can't just keep charging people big money all the time. I'm not a greedy person. So every holiday I run a month-long or two-month-long special like that, $5, $10. Get your music sent to the DJs. Get an email blast for $5 more. So you can't beat it.
I know that's right, man. Can't beat that, man. What was it like working with Russell Simmons back in the day? Okay.
Oh, that was one of the best. I used to have a magazine called It's a Wrap. And that's how I got noticed by Russell, because one of my writers from she was living in Flint, Michigan then. It was a white girl named Christy Barber, and she was big into reggae. I didn't know she was white until I met her. It was crazy. And she said, well, I'm going to write Russell Simmons and see if he'll get in the magazine. Let me do an interview with him. So he said, yeah. And then he found out, you know, he found out all about us, and I knew his one of his vice presidents, Johnny Walker. And Johnny said, oh, you've been talking to Johnny O? So she said, I know Johnny O from when I take artists to Cleveland. He'd be breaking a lot of records in Cleveland. So he's like, well, get him up here. So he flew me up to New York and said, I want to offer you guys, seeing that y'all got a magazine and everything, I want to offer y'all to be the first part of our first street team. So that's how we got the street team record. And Russell was just, you know, always laid back, cool. And the last event I did with Russell was at the Harlem, what's the name of that place? Man, I'm messed up. I can't even think of it.
The Apollo?
The Apollo, yeah, the Apollo in Harlem. Yeah.
Right
there. We was at an award show or something there. Me, him, Christy, and Johnny Walker, and Kevin Lyles. That was a long time ago.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. So I've been out here a long time. Russ is cool. Cool dude, laid back, real laid back. You'd never think he'd be that laid back.
I know that's right.
And the other reason we got so cool with him is because when Run and DMC and Jay was here for a concert in downtown Cleveland, an outside concert, a young lady claimed he raped her. And what happened was she was lying. The outcome was she was lying because I was with Run and Jay and D the whole show. The whole time I was there because they used my turntables. And I knew the girl. So the attorney, one of the biggest attorneys in Cleveland, called me because everybody said, oh, you got to talk to Johnny O. Johnny O was there. He can tell you what happened. And but the girl was at backstage with us. But Run never invited her to the back to the bus or nothing by herself because we was all there in the bus at the same time. So they brought me in, and me and my partner at the time, rest his soul, he died now. We saved Run from a crazy lawsuit, and that was one of the main reasons we got hired on the street team. Mm. That's a story a lot of people don't know about.
That's what's up, man.
Breaking news right here on Hip Hop Stock Exchange.
That's right.
So, got a lot of stories, man. I wish I could remember them all.
How many years in the business?
37.
Yeah, you're not going to remember them all.
I ain't going to remember all. I started DJing when I was 15. I'll be 52 next month. So.
Well, congratulations, man. That's a sweet achievement, man.
Especially, you know,
when you started, they said it wouldn't last.
Oh, yeah, they sure did. Everybody like, what you doing? I remember when I, in 1980, when I went to college, I graduated high school, going to college. I'm living with four guys in a one-bedroom apartment. And they all told me, oh, you ain't going to never be no big-time DJ. Because I would be practicing all day. I would not even go to class, just sitting there on my two turntables and Roger Troutman album, 1981, Zap, Grapevine, and So Rough, So Tough, playing those two records all day, just practice, practice, practice. And they always said, oh, you ain't going to be no DJ. And I end up being the DJ at every frat and sorority party in Youngstown State for 3 years. No other DJ could come in there and do nothing, so I had every party. So,
wow.
Long time. Battle DJ Jazzy Jeff, 1986. Oh. It was a friendly battle. I had
as friendly as they go, right?
As friendly as they go. It was just
right.
An exhibition. That's all it really was. But that was the first time me, Jeff, and Prince actually met. My manager at the time had the biggest record store in Ohio. He was a record store and distributor of music. So he brought Jeff and Prince in on a promo tour. And he set it up, oh, Johnny Hill's going to battle Jazzy Jazzy Jeff. It was about 500-600 people there at one club. And during my set, two gangs broke out fighting. So nobody even really seen what I did. As soon as Jeff came on, everybody stopped and watched him. So it was like the craziest moment, and one of my craziest moments in my life. So it was cool. We're still good friends now. He was just here a year ago, did a set, and he killed it. So Jeff's still the greatest out there.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
No, that's right. We got another caller, 908 on the line. 908, talk to me.
Hey, yo, it's Future Guru, man.
I'm glad I'm on
the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. I'm back. And shout out to my man Johnny O I just got in the crib, man. I've been on my grind all day. It was very, very cool to see that tweet as soon as I got my shoes off. I'm about to relax, but hey, it's all work, man. I'm working, man. I saw the tweet. I said, what? And I just caught the tail end of a couple of stories that Johnny O was telling, man. And I'm just right here now. Like when you can get inspiration from a conversation, man, it's a big thing. It's a big deal to me, you know. And
I know the work
that he do. I know the work that we've been putting in. He's partners
right.
with my station, Phenom Radio. So.
Right.
I mean, we give all type of props to Johnny O and the Nerf DJs and Big Hef, everybody that supported Phenom Radio, man. We wanted to say thanks, and we definitely support Hip Hop Stock Exchange. And we glad my man is out here supporting us. Like, that's one of the most important things, how I give back. I like to share my knowledge, of course. And we know
right
now it's all about the paper too. But you gotta give something back, man. That's the
right.
realest thing you can do. That's the realest
Preach.
Thing you can do. If you got
yes,
that
sir.
Knowledge, and you want to help somebody, do that first,
yeah,
man. Don't look for the check first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here
yes,
for,
sir.
Man. I just want to say thank you, man. Like, this is a big deal to me to be back on Hip Hop Stock Exchange supporting my man Johnny O. Like, if you look at my Twitter, you see the show that I did with Hip Hop Stock Exchange is in the archives, and they promote me like crazy with the interview.
Okay.
And I want to say thank you guys for that. And now we got two powerhouse cats rocking with the Hip Hop Stock Exchange on the Twitter, and we're going to be feeding y'all this information. If you missed the show, it's going to be archived,
correct.
And you can kick back and listen to it anytime you get ready and share it with your peoples, man.
Oh, I'm going to have to play it back on Nerve DJ's radio then.
Ah,
you already know,
man.
Well,
I'm thankful for my man Ben Frank and the Mill Network. Like, yo, y'all guys are really true to, like, really networking, man. Like, y'all understand, you know, so I appreciate that, man. It's very rare to catch that, you know. It's very rare to catch that out here, man. We got to catch that and we got to keep it. You know, that's how it's going to work. We got to keep it rolling, man. And I definitely respect Jazzy Jeff, man. I'm glad you brought Jazzy Jeff. Like, people don't understand about this one thing about this game. The people that's relevant in this game right now, that's relevant 20 years, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Naughty by Nature. That's a brand that has stood the test of time. And they from my neighborhood. I remember when they got their first check. I remember what kind of car each of them got. I remember sitting next to them at the light while I'm driving, they driving. Same thing with Queen Latifah. Those people is all from my neighborhood. Red Man, all from my neighborhood. So I remember that. So when you see those brands that stand the test of time, and y'all know I'm a branding specialist, that's what matters to me. Like, it don't matter what you're going to do tomorrow. It's going to matter to me what you're going to do 5, 10 years down the line, baby. So you got to put it together and keep it together and stay focused, man. So shout out to those DJs.
Yeah, Future Guru.
That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate y'all, man.
That's love, baby. That's love. I want to shout out to my man CC Marley. He on the line too. That's one of the artists, one of the hottest artists coming out of Cleveland, Ohio. CC Marley,
man,
check him out.
Send us some music, man.
I can send it to you right now.
Yeah.
I'm an MP3 pool.
That's
tell me
what
it's
exactly.
It's there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to give you the email, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Johnny O, Future Guru, Phenom Radio. We're going to play some heat. Come back, finish chopping it up. Let's do it.
Do it.
Oh, bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never take my mind sleep. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is M. Double G's up, double G's up. For my goon rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. A meal swimming in the money holes, damn, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chillin' in the Beamer, listening to Issa. Fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chillin' with mad niggas. It's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Move on, move on, move on.
That's what winners do when they're too strong. Me and Frank got it like we heating up. A meal about to pop like we're sneaking up. Yup, ain't talking about a jab, nigga. Not a fag, but I get up in that ass, nigga. 50-50, do the math, nigga. I'm seeing cash, can you tell me where to add, nigga? Matter of fact, we gon' multiply. They can tell by my style that I multiply. Chillin' in the Beamer, getting ultra high. Sitting on the 20, do you know this guy? I guess not, I ain't major though. All about a meal, see your paper though. And if it ain't giving, I'ma take it though. That's why I jab in this bitch like a rape a hoe.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Can't be stopped,
see it,
see it.
Boy, niggas on ill shit, wouldn't break the fit, boy. Talkin' like they kill shit. Right my they come, post of mine need a deal shit. But hatin' on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. Nigga, I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it bricks for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, got that motherfuckin' kennel. Wrist lookin' rocks and pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop.
stop me. Showing me the dinner. Heist grilling hard through that motherfucking rental with a bad bitch name. Took her on the play deck. Cameras in the room, I was trying to put the race in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth rape me. Big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I move on her.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Future Guru rocking with us, DJ Johnny rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, chilling. Trying to get some superstars.
Oh, man, that track was fire, man.
This show was.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Oh, yeah, both of them last two tracks.
Yo.
Killing.
Oh, yeah? For real? You like that?
I ain't really catch the name of the track, but, like, yo, send that shit to Future Guru. Send that shit to futureguru100@gmail.com. That's all I got to say, man. All
right. Yeah, that's us, man. That's me, man.
I got a mixed show, mixed tape coming out through Phenom Radio Syndication with DJ Magic Mike 2011, one of the Nerve DJs. You know, we're going to open up the floor, man. We're going to make a platform for you guys, and it's actually, you know, through the Nerve DJs and Phenom Radio and myself, you know,
right.
You guys know, like, you know, DJ Magic Mike is very thorough on the ones and twos, man. I'm not sure if y'all caught any of his mixed casts or mixed shows, but, like, I brought him to Phenom Radio, man, and I'm just so proud of the fact that, you know, he has taken the lead as one of our, you know, our top in-house DJs. We have very many now at this point, but I brought a lot of DJs to Phenom Radio, but, like, I respect what Johnny O and the Nerve DJs is doing with Phenom Radio because they go hard, man. Just like we came in going hard, we have partners now going hard with us, man. I want y'all to know that it's very real, and we touching people, we reaching people. And matter of fact, my guy Cocaine just did 1,200 drops for the Nerve DJ. Took him over almost 5 hours, man. That's my homie. Like, Cocaine is a West Coast legend. You know, did records with Snoop, Dre. He got a record out right now with Busta. He came to my crib last week, y'all. He's the homie. I'm out here in Tacoma, Washington right now. I'm from Jersey.
Right.
But I'm making my connection to West Coast right now because I'm out here. So Cocaine came to my crib last week. We chopped it up. Him and his wife, you know, Buddy Boy ENT, they came to my house. We talked some business, and I'm working with them. I'm working directly with them, y'all. So y'all better believe that the Nerve DJs are supporting my man Cocaine Official. So check him out
on
Twitter. But what I'm saying is, man, he did over 1,200 drops for the Nerve DJs, man. Like, yo, that's
sure
dedication,
did.
Man. That's hard work, fam. That's
yes,
hard work.
Is.
That's hard work, baby. It took them
and
all day.
In a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got to give a shout out to him. And we can get him on y'all's show, man. That's the homie. I'm working with him. He got a new album out. You know, Shut the F Up and Cut the Check.
Cut the
you
check.
You know, I can ask you. It's the internet show. I can say Shut the Fuck Up and
that's
Cut
right.
the Check.
Oh, you like
that.
That's right.
I can say that.
Yeah, say cut the check.
Shut the F up and cut the check. Shut the F up and
yes,
cut
sir.
The check. Y'all already know.
I like that.
Yeah, but, it's hot. It's and my the word that trips my daughter out, my 15-year-old, is she when I say funky. But this album, he brought the funk back to hip hop.
Man, thank you, Johnny O.
It's so freaking hot. It's crazy. And the track
man.
Is Busta. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean, if you want it, I can send it, because he said I can send it to DJs. He just don't want it posted on the internet where people can get free downloads. So
right, because it's on iTunes. Right.
Exactly, right. So don't give it to nobody if I send it to you. He gave me the permission last night to service it to any DJ, but don't put it on the mixtape site where people can download it. So I streamed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, on the Nerve DJs Radio on New Music Monday show and got all kind of calls and tweets about it, so it was great.
Man, thank you for saying that, Johnny O, man,
because
I'm working I'm working directly with the homie, man. And when I heard that, yo, he told me that, man. I was like, you know, I mean, I understand he did it, like, but I'm just like, damn, like, that's real. That's somebody that really want to work with us.
Yeah, yeah.
He took 5 hours out of his day. I talked to him right after he did it. He said, fam. I done did all my drops for the Nerve DJs. I've been 5 hours straight, drops for the Nerve DJs. I'm like, wow. And I was talking to him on the phone, and he told me that, and I almost got floored, man, because number one, we working directly with them, and it just made me feel so good. It made me feel so inspired, man. You know, it's not too much that you can, that's priceless, man.
He was telling me the story about he seen you on the corner or something, and the next thing you know, he was over at your house, him and his wife. So I didn't know that was you, though. He just said, my homeboy.
Oh, yeah, man. He dropped off 200 physical copies of the CD, man. So I've got a homie out here that got a limo service, and he got a CD shop. And, you know, I told him, hey, man, pass this up to your cousin. I got the distribution out here, man. I'm out here, man. I'm in Tacoma. I got cats with DVD spots and everything. So, you know, somebody like that, it just puts the real into the promotion. Like, it puts the reality into it. Like, I'm flooding the streets. I took it to the barbershop, got my hair cut over the weekend, and one of the cats on the track, the third verse is Leezy Soprano, and he's from Tacoma out here. So I took it to the barbershop. The first cat that I gave it to at the barber, he's cutting hair. He said, oh, yeah, I fucks with Leezy. Leezy Soprano is the third artist on the track, and he's known out here in Tacoma. So that's a beautiful thing. They bringing up a local artist from out here in the West. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, and I checked his Twitter. He's just coming up on the Twitter. So it's just like from the streets knowing who you are to now the Internet going to know who you are, that's just something that I'm witnessing. I'm witnessing that, man, and that makes me feel good about what I'm doing, fam, straight up.
Right. That's called breaking tracks.
We break tracks on Twitter. Don't forget that. Johnny will tell
us
about
right.
that.
We break your tracks, not your stacks, baby.
We break tracks on Twitter. WEBREAKTRAX. Right, Jack, Daniel?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's the Twitter.
I got you.
That's
what I'm talking about. Twitter.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip-hop stock exchange. Go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, whatever y'all got that y'all play on your show, you can send it to me, and I will actually include it to the MP3 pool. I sent that to a DM to Ben Frank's Twitter, so just want to let y'all know. Any tracks y'all playing on your show, send it to nervedjs@gmail.com, and I'll include it in the MP3 pool. Just make sure let me know it's from your station. And also, if you need access to the MP3 pool, join. It's free. We put up almost 4 gigabytes of music every week.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I hope y'all paying attention to how it really goes down with a DJ's coalition, like the realest one.
Sir.
Like when I first started hearing about the Nerve DJs, man, it was something that just clicked on me. You know, it's something that clicked, like, yo, these guys are going to be on fire. Like, number one, I dig the logo. I dig how y'all moving. I dig the website. You understand what I'm saying? And it's something, it's just something to be able to, like, cause, you know, we all know it's a bunch of sucker DJs out there. We all know that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, when you have a plan and you know that your plan can be carried out to the fullest with the right team, with the right people. That's how I felt when I started seeing the Nerve DJs, you know, not only just on Twitter, because they was out before the Twitter, but I'm just saying, it's amazing to feel that, man. This is something that has been building up over a great amount of years, y'all. So, please, man, get your social networking game up, because we out here doing it for y'all. And you need to just understand what's happening. You got to understand what's taking place. You know, you got to want something for yourself before anything can happen for yourself. You got to want something. You got to desire something.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's good.
So the invitation is open to all all internet radio DJs, because I consider y'all official DJs if you're running a radio station, to go on NerveDJsMixtapes.com, click register, on a short application, fill it out, create an account, and at the end of the application, just click exclusive, become an exclusive DJ. So that makes you a member to get into the pool. That's the only way you can get into the pool. I have to approve your account, and once I approve it, you can start downloading music. And there's full-length albums up there, too. We put actual full-length albums on the website.
Man, thank goodness, man.
Yes, sir.
I just want the artists to wake up, man. I just want the artists to wake up, man. That's what we need.
That's what we're trying to do, sister. Trying to get them right. You know.
Trying to get them right.
I have a question. Before we go, I have a question. So what, for the DJ, what artist today you would like to work with if you had a chance?
Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah. You got to go back to the ones that's gone that were the best at what they did. They were entertainers. They were great rappers. And they were great men. Besides
that,
and they were both from the streets, like me. I'm from the streets of Cleveland. I run these streets. I did everything that, you know, you do in the streets. So, yeah, those would be the first. If I had to pick two, then would be the first two. Now, if you want me to go with living, I have to say Jay-Z right now, because Jay right now is the hottest thing out.
I'm going to say,
yeah,
Johnny, I'll ask you a question. If Biggie didn't meet his demise at an early age, do you think that Jay-Z living, you know, Jay-Z would be living good regardless, but you think that he living Biggie life, kind of?
I believe he is.
So do I.
I said that to myself when he was on stage. I said, that's Biggie. That's Biggie right there. I told my wife, I had my wife and my two oldest daughters with me. I said, that's Biggie right there. It says, if Biggie wouldn't have been dead, this is what Biggie would be right now. He'd be the $5 million man.
I think so too. And Puff up there, right? Puff up there, right with him. But like you said, look at that classic line from Jay-Z. Like, I'm gonna be multi before I die. He was talking to Biggie. Biggie was basically already multi. So here comes Jay-Z telling Biggie that he want to be multi before I die. You gotta understand, man. Go listen. You gotta listen.
Yeah, Biggie was bad boy. Biggie, you know, anybody who knows, you know, Biggie did make Puffy, which made, you know, that record label, you know, actually jump off. He's, you know, Puffy had done, met all the right people at a young age, and up until Biggie, he had kind of made some mistakes.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
but
right
you
there,
remember,
that record label jumped off.
Yeah, you got to remember, when Puffy came out, bro, he dropped two bombs. He dropped the Biggie and the Craig Mack joint. So that's...
Yeah.
Craig Mack shit went platinum too. So you gotta remember, Puffy hit the scene heavy with two solid artists,
right,
with a major promo campaign, with a big ass budget from Clive Davis on Arista Records.
Yeah.
That's how that shit went down. Hey, just remember how Puff really came on the scene. He came on the scene with Ready to Die and Flavor It In from Craig Mack. Both solid projects.
Well, between the two albums, you had at least 4 to 5 blasting singles straight off of that alone.
Yes.
So Craig Mack's single was probably going to fund Biggie's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Biggie's promotion. It was a very smart move, business-wise.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, that was amazing to me. When I saw it, right before my eyes, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker, he dropping two fucking artists?
Records,
Who made that?
Yeah.
With a promotion campaign in full effect for both of them. That means no, we got the budget. That means we got the budget. We got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we don't
Clive
have it, we're going to make it.
That's right. Clive gave Puff a whole lot of money at the beginning.
Yeah.
You gotta remember how smart Clive is, because, you know, Clive want to make money 10 and 20 years down the line. Clive don't want to just make money today and tomorrow. Because look at Whitney Houston. When Whitney passed,
when Whitney Houston passed, Clive Davis had like six damn best of Whitney Houston albums in Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Publishing, baby.
Getting that money.
That's right. So guess what? You got to know the business, and you got to know what's happening with a catalog. You understand?
Yeah.
So start making quality music, people.
Yeah.
I would say set the game up business-wise and don't be giving it away, people. You know,
that's right.
There's quality music out there left and right just because it's not funded by, you know, corporate bankrolls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It just means that you got to work harder. It's just like you want to open up
your
own business. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, it's 5 in the morning, I got to go, you know, I got to go plow some accounts. You know what? I smoked a little too many blunts last night. I think I'm going to just crush that account. No, man, you got to go. You got to get up and get it because ain't nobody in your own way but yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Y'all preach.
That's real, man.
Preach.
Hip-hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Future Guru rocking with us. DJ Johnny O rocking with us. Brother, just give us your email and give us all the contact info and all the new endeavors y'all got coming out. Everybody know.
NerveDJs at gmail.com. WeBreakTracks at gmail.com. February the 15th, NBA All-Star Weekend. We have a day networking party. Nerve DJs, DJs United, and Street Report Magazine. Also going on that same day is the MP3 Wax Music Experience Conference. Programmers, DJs, radio personalities. That's going to be big. If you're in New Orleans for the NBA All-Star Weekend, that's where to be. March the 12th and 13th at South by Southwest. Monster Products and Nerve DJs is hosting our third annual Midwest Monsters Showcase. And it's going to be at Headhunters right in the middle of downtown Austin, Texas, from 1 to 6 p.m. both days, the 12th and the 13th. So if you're in Austin, Texas, sign up and get on the showcase. Last year we had 35 acts in one day. So this year we're not going to do that many acts. We're only going to do maybe 20 per day this year.
Okay.
So everybody can get their right time slots. So,
man, those are some awesome events, man. These are the people that can get there and don't get there, and they talk about they do music. You just need to pay a little bit more closer attention to what's going on. If you're on Twitter, you know, you need to be checking your timeline so you don't miss out on anything. Like, you know, it's some great people that I follow, you know what I mean, that's actually posting quality events, like networking events. Don't just think about running to the club, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to learn.
You got to get out there and push. You got to get out there and push. My homegirl, Sarah J, she's doing placements for all types of producers. She's a producer herself. She has the know-how. She has the ability, if you're a producer, to get you placed on major artists' albums with a beat, you know, if you're doing beats or whatever. See, that one thing about me is I catered my brand and my business to work with studio engineers, producers, DJs, and artists. And I also work with entrepreneurs that have their own businesses and magazines online, so on and so forth, because I want to be that media guy. I want to be that media mogul. I'm putting myself in a position to do that. Outdoor promotion, banners, billboards, whatever. Like, you want to go to the club and you get some juice in the club and VIP, why don't you put your banner up there, invest in a vinyl banner and shit or something. So if somebody happened to be walking past your VIP, your advertiser, they can see your advertising in the VIP section or something. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand what this is about, man. Get all the way into the promotion. Don't just skinny dipping and shit, like dipping and dab, put your feet in the water, come out from the tap. You know how
it feels. That's real.
Come on,
man.
Jump in, baby. Jump in.
Radio. That's what I'm talking about. Future Guru rocking with us, DJ Johnny. Yo, we're going to play some heat, man. We're going to come back, do the rundown. You know how we do, man. Hip-hop news, global politics, economics. We're going to get straight to it. Salute to y'all brothers for rocking with us tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Ghost of Black Herman. I want to hear it.
Yes.
Yo, I send it to you, man. Yeah. I send it to you.
I know. That's why I said it. I'm about to
see
the pool right now.
You already.
Hey, Bill, what's up, man? At Future Guru on Twitter. Phenomenal Radio is the website. NerveDJs.com. NerveDJs.com on the Twitter. Appreciate y'all, yeah, man.
Appreciate you. Good talking to you, Future.
And make sure you go see the Hip Hop Stock Exchange logo on my website. Click the link in my bio. You can see the Hip Hop Stock Exchange logo already on my website. So dig that.
Yeah.
That's
what's
up. Let's get it.
It's been there. I just bought a new bitch,
nigga, tell them
all. I just bought a new whip,
nigga, tell them all.
Dope coming through the mail,
nigga, tell them.
Weighing money on the scale,
nigga, tell them all.
100,000 on my wrist,
nigga, tell them.
Private islands with your bitch,
nigga, tell them all.
Ain't talking about me in the lair,
nigga, tell them.
I feel the hate up in the air,
nigga, tell them all.
We appreciate the help,
nigga, tell them.
But I'll take the shit from here,
nigga, tell them all.
My young niggas catching homie,
nigga, tell them.
Strapped on that Ducati,
nigga, tell them all.
Went from moving blue top,
nigga, tell them.
Dip hopping out the drop,
nigga, tell them all.
Chopper blow 100 rounds,
nigga, tell them.
AK-40 hear the sound,
nigga, tell them all.
We done came up out the bricks,
nigga, tell them.
Send my jail niggas flicks,
nigga, tell them all.
Dug myself up out the mud,
nigga, tell them.
Having dinner with the plug,
nigga, tell them all.
Chopper hit you, do the wop,
nigga, tell them.
Take my money off the top,
nigga, tell them all.
I done ran through them blocks,
nigga, tell them.
Work jumping, got them hops,
nigga, tell them all.
Ride with that pistola,
nigga, tell them.
Riding in that beast stolen,
nigga, tell them all.
Shouty mouth drop,
nigga, tell them.
When I hop up out the top,
nigga, tell them all.
50,000 in the air,
nigga, tell them.
She gon' scrape it off the chair,
nigga, tell them all.
Hop in them clouds,
nigga, tell them.
God bless the child,
nigga, tell them all.
Pockets got them ghosts,
nigga, tell them.
Smoking on the mopsy coast,
nigga, tell them all.
She be all smile,
nigga, tell them.
But her pussy got the mouth,
nigga, tell them all.
Drinking out the bottle,
nigga, tell them.
Liquor got them hollow,
nigga, tell them all.
Crib couple mil,
nigga, tell them.
I already spent your deal,
nigga, tell them all.
This all we know,
nigga, tell them.
Bitch gone deep throat,
nigga, tell them all.
Whip don't keep notes,
nigga, tell them.
Trip gon' get smoked,
nigga, tell them all.
Young and we flex,
nigga, tell them.
HD my necklace,
nigga, tell them all.
Bread we don't stress,
nigga, tell them.
Count on my blessings,
nigga, tell them all.
Trapped off my beeper,
nigga, tell them.
Now 4K my sneaker,
nigga, tell them all.
Same one you loving,
nigga, tell them.
That hoe's a creeper,
nigga, tell them all.
Fair exchange, no robbery,
nigga, tell them.
I stretch that for 90,
nigga, tell them all.
Moussain out the lot,
nigga, tell them.
All praise to Allah,
nigga, tell them all.
Tell them, tell them, tell them, nigga, tell them all. Tell them, tell them, nigga, tell them all. Tell them all. Nigga, tell them all. Go on, tell them. Go on, tell them. Nigga, tell them all.
His predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah. It's one of your favorite parts of the show, the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Rundown.
We got the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, all that good stuff. You already know. If you don't got the browser open, open it up. www.hhse.biz. Let's get straight to it on the hip-hop news. First up, rap veterans are very bothered by today's hip-hop. Now, this is an interesting article, man. We got, you know,
that's
Big Brother Scarface, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, how, you know, these nowadays, these young cats coming up in the hip-hop game, they just not talking about nothing. They just rapping about ABCs and 1-2-3s. Like, what's going on here, you know? Like, I don't know. Living.
Yep.
Nothing's going on.
Y'all think about it.
I don't think nothing's going on. I mean, they grew up with these guys, you know, the guys who are complaining about the generation today. They grew up with them, and they listened to them. And now they're doing what they kind of doing. The different thing is it's not motivating. It's not inspiring anyone, really. That's the issue. That's the issue they're having. It's like, when we were young, when I used to listen to hip-hop when I was a little girl, I was inspired by just Snoop Dogg talking about the struggles he had going out of the ghetto and trying to make it out of the ghetto and not be in the prison. So that's what he used to talk about. And this generation, they talking about, I want to get some cheap clothes out of a thrift shop. That doesn't inspire me anything. I'm just saying.
That's real.
Real.
That's
real.
So real. Next up, business lessons from 50 Cent's Playbook. Now, this is an interesting article, man, because we all know 50 Cent is a very, very smart businessman in many different ways. And he actually went on CNBC and they interviewed him, and he was just dropping jewels, how, you know, how street game, street life is kind of parallel to how, you know, the stock market works and the business world works in a way, you know? Interesting article.
I noticed this was, and then this goes along with Jay-Z and 50 Cent. They both, growing up, selling, you know, drugs. And they learned, mean drug dealers technically learned them how to run a business. And when they became famous being rappers, they knew right there, music is not going to get me where I need to get to, so I got to expand my horizons and my business. And 50 Cent's smartest business move was investing in vitamin water.
Yes,
ma'am.
And
which gave him a $44 million profit. And then from there, he expanded. And he had never stopped since. He don't need to come back to music anymore.
He sold that to Disney, correct?
Yes. He sold it to Disney. Yeah. He sold the profits of the vitamin water. He said, I don't need it. He made it what he needs to make out of it. He learned from what he learned from the streets and how to make a profit and to become the business. That's why him and Jay-Z are such good businessmen, because they learn it from the streets. You know, you're not, sometimes education, you go to business school and you will not come out to be the best business person. It's always common sense is going to teach you how to become the best business person. And those two learn very well and very quickly. They know what to do when they got to that height of fame.
Wow. That's right.
Preach, girl. Preach.
Real talk.
Oh, thank you.
Street smarts went a long way.
That's what I was saying.
Preach. For real though, that's needed though, man. It's essential. I mean, for longevity.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying knock down education. I have education and everything. But,
I didn't say that, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boogie. No. I'm just trying to say for, you know, anybody out there, you know what I'm saying, you do get that break, you do get that, you know, recording contract, and you finally work through the grueling, corporate, this and that, if you do go that route, you know what I'm saying? When you do get a little bit of money, you know, it all goes back, you know, to Johnny O. What he was saying is that, yeah, we have a capital, but we try to build our capital and build our surplus and work off the surplus and maintain the capital for the future just in case one of our ideas or one of our, you know, big functions don't work. And it's the same thing. It's just downscaling or upscaling. It doesn't matter if it's $1 million or it's $1. It's a budget. And, you know, that's how I look at it as personally, but definitely.
Can I ask a question?
Right. Go ahead, bro.
Can I place these three records on the mixtape site?
Oh, yeah. Email them to us. Definitely.
No, I'm placing the one
I love you,
Brad. Sent me on the mixtape site right now.
I just want to get permission
first.
Of course,
we'll send you some more if you like. We'll send you some more. We got plenty of those good records, you know.
Send them
if you like them, sure. You know.
Yeah. I'm a music lover.
Send you the whole mixtape.
Send it. Upload it then.
That's what's
up,
man.
Send me some time. You can upload it.
Bet. I got you. Say no more.
Not to get off the subject, but I wanted to let y'all know that I was putting it up there, so you'll be seeing me tweeting it out.
Oh, we appreciate it, man. That's love, man. You know, we definitely work hard on a mill brand, so appreciate the love, brother. Real.
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all showed me a lot of love tonight, so I'm showing it back.
That's what it is, man.
My new motto is support equals support, so. And I don't know if y'all know, but my daughter just gave me a kidney. And back in 3 months ago yesterday, I had a kidney transplant. So my oldest daughter said in 2011, when you get on the transplant list, I am going to be your match. And she was a 98% match. So it's been 3 months. My doctor let me go back to work the beginning of January. And I've been back to work for 2 weeks now, so.
Yo, congratulations, B.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate that.
Brother.
So I'm always showing love to people and giving back. So that's the way I say thank you, Lord, for, you know, letting me stay on this earth for a little while longer.
Definitely, man. Send us some music from your artist also so we can play it on the show.
Okay, will do. I got a lot of music.
For real. We already know, man. For real.
Right.
Next up on the hip-hop news. How Big Hoss sold hip-hop to Saudi Arabia. Now, if y'all don't know, Big Hoss is a big-time international DJ from Saudi Arabia out there really, really pushing the hip-hop culture, the real essence of the culture, to, you know, the Saudi Arabian royal family and Saudi Arabia government. And it's a special thing, man, you know, because a lot of the revolutionaries, you know, out there in the Middle East countries are young people, and they're doing it through hip-hop. They're using hip-hop to start these revolutions. And, you know, Big Hoss is pretty much, you know, ending the violence and bringing the youth together with the older factions through hip-hop. So it just goes to show you the power of hip-hop globally, you know?
Wow.
No doubt, no doubt. That's me. Time for me to show to throw a shameless plug out there. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
AIM, the Anti-Injustice Movement. You can find it on my page. You can find it under their page, which is our page, the Anti-Injustice Movement. It's hip-hop based. It's all against, you know, all injustices and, you know, death penalties, minimum mandatory sentencing, human trafficking, you know, down to, you know, animal rights, anything that's injustice. And, we're strong. We're coming out the gates. I'm a new member, and I'm still learning, you know what I'm saying, my footwork. You know, they asked me to, you know, throw a little something out there. I wasn't sure if I was going to, but you know what I'm saying, this is kind of the same thing because they are a bunch of revolutionaries, and they are mainly located in the UK and overseas, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not most of them, but a lot that I know. And they call themselves raptivists, and we use the power of hip-hop and the five elements, you know, especially with the knowledge, you know, to try to break it down. Like I said, April 17th or 18th, we still have not secured the venue. New York City, you know, we're going to be bumping, we're going to be doing big things there. But again, that's the Anti-Injustice Movement. Check that out on Facebook. Give a like. Sign up. Memberships. You want to be active. We have chapters all over the world. All over the world. I think I counted 70-something different countries where we have active memberships.
Members. Wow.
It's totally amazing. Totally amazing.
It is. My hat's off to you.
That's big, man. That's big. That's what's up, man. On the business news, first up, the Pope urges the Davos elite to share global wealth. Now, this is an interesting article, man. If everybody don't already know, you know, Davos is a city in Europe where all the global bankers and global elite and politicians and prime ministers meet up for a week just to talk about, you know, global affairs. And the Pope wanted to put his two cents in and say, hey, y'all need to share the wealth, share the money.
Better than this motherfucker. He got some nerve. All the money they got under the Vatican, they going to come to the, you know, the bankers telling them to share wealth. Ain't no damn sense.
I don't think I understand what you just said.
I mean,
because you have said that the Pope said, hold on, you have said that the Pope said to have the richer people spread the money out and the banks to spread the money out to the less fortunate, such as myself. I had that conversation tonight with my family, and I'm saying it ain't no lie. I'm ready to move to a socialist democracy like Norway or Sweden. There's pros and cons, but overall, man, like, I'm going through college right now. I ain't got to worry about no $60,000 if I live in Norway. That's free.
It's free.
You know? I mean, there's so many perks, but you also got to look at the fallbacks. But for real, man, I mean, there's no balance. There is no middle class in America no more. You either got it or you don't.
Yeah.
Or you don't.
That's real.
Yeah. That's, I mean, pops to the Pope, man. I like him. He really relates to the youth and everyone in between. And what he's saying is basically, technically, the Pope gets money from his parishioners, so he's technically not rich. He gets it from the people that worship him. But he's just saying to the rich people in Italy, spread the wealth. We can't be, you know, this is getting ridiculous. We need to help and support the homeless. I mean, the Pope is real, and I can't wait for him to meet Obama, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be an event.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go crazy there. Oh, I wish I could
That's
go.
Right.
Obama doesn't need to legalize that weed already.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm
state just passed it, but the governor done said that if it hit the desk, that they're going to veto it.
Which governor? Right. Cuomo?
I'm up in New Hampshire now, remember.
Okay,
where I
yeah.
represent. I'm a Jersey boy, but, you know, New Hampshire, yeah. They passed it, though, to the legislation, but... They're going to veto it, but they still say it's a step forward.
Let's hope.
Oh, it's going to get passed.
Well, you know, the one thing that really burns me is this, and I really need to get this off my chest. I went to prison for 2 years for selling weed, okay, in Florida. That's bullshit, okay?
Wow.
Other states, they give fucking tax ID numbers, but I get a DOC number, and now I can't even get subsidized housing. I can't get nothing.
Nothing, nope.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You made me feel so bad about selling a little bit of weed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. Tax ID numbers and then you give DOC numbers. It's insane.
Mm.
One nation under God, united we stand. What? You mean one federal law, one state law, one county
right.
law, one city law, and then one street law?
States' rights.
You know what I'm saying? I mean
yeah.
that stuff really gets me heated because I'm forever scarred.
Yeah. Once you get
you know,
that
because
done.
Of something that they're gonna legalize. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, right now you got two states. You got Washington State and Colorado. And
yeah.
in the next major election, the next general election, you're gonna have a couple more. And it's gonna keep spreading.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it's not gonna be an illegal drug anymore. But now we got to try to put some on the ballot in all these states to get anybody who was just put in jail for marijuana, get that expunged. I'm putting on a class here in Cleveland, Ohio for my day job. I represent 3,000 construction workers. So most of them have felonies. So they can't get on a lot of these state and city-funded jobs with felonies. So I'm going to put on a class to have expungement on their records. Expunge. If they only got one felony, I can get that expunged, and then they'll be able to work on these jobs and make that big money that they're missing out on. So
mm-hmm.
I feel you, brother.
I mean, yeah, it's been totally catastrophic for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because not even... You know what I'm saying? The time I get out, all of a sudden, everyone changing laws. It's just, oh, I was within the wrong invisible lines under one country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Made no sense.
Well, that's what we got to step up, and we got to force our Congress people and our senators to get these bills issued and passed.
But they're so worried about it because when you have, like, House of Representatives or you have the Senate, or until you get to the Senate level, and you potentially could have, you know, higher dreams, ain't no one really want to sign something to where if you're going to run for president in 8 years and that's your plan, oh, yeah, well, he said yes to drugs, too, are you?
Right.
So everyone's being so freaking politically correct.
Yeah.
You know, and the worst part that bothers me is if they say I paid my debt to society, correct? I'm free. I got no paper, no parole, no probation. Then I would have sat another year in jail if y'all would have forgot that I even got in trouble. Why do
right.
I still have it laying on my shoulders? Why can't I leave the country? Why can't
they
I get
keep tracking?
Why is my civil liberties taken away? You know what I'm saying? I'm a lot on the political tip, and that shit really, dog, really pissed me off.
Right. They
anyway,
keep
back to the Hip Hop Stock Exchange.
Go for it.
That's real. That's real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Everybody check out the Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. Check that out. Definitely, definitely great show tonight. Salute to Johnny O for rocking with us. Definitely.
Thanks for having me.
DJ. Definitely, definitely. Shout out to Future Guru rocking with us earlier. Brother dropped a lot of jewels, too. So, you know, great show, man. Great show. You want to leave any lasting advice for artists, any artists, brother?
Yeah, put your music up on NerveDJsMixtapes.com. Feature it for $20 before the price goes up. Our visitation has went from when we started a year ago, 300 a month to over 30,000 almost every week now. So we're starting to blow up, starting
That's
to get big because we're one of the only mixtape sites that actually have an MP3 pool, a real MP3 pool connected to it. We're over close to 1,500 DJs and over another 1,000 internet radio show DJs and bloggers go to almost daily. So it's a good way to catch a DJ or a blogger's eye. So NerveDJsMixtapes.com. Everything I do is plural because I never do anything by myself. It's all done with people. People, people, people. I'm a people person, so. Support me. I support you. Let's break another artist this year. Right now, Big Hef and I are on our fourth year of getting at least one artist a major record deal. And right now we have two people that might get signed before the end of the month. So if that happens,
wow.
I'll have two in 1 year. So
that's big.
We're out here working. We're working,
that's
baby.
That's
awesome.
Right.
That's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Nerve DJs. Definitely.
We're partners, baby, to the end.
You already
no
know.
No doubt. Right quick, though, I'd love to give a shout out to my girl, AK-47, from the Anti-Injustice Movement, AIM, doing her thing over in the UK. I told you we got big things coming this year. It's going to be slaughtered all over the internet. You won't be able to get away. I want to give a shout out there. Give a shout out to... my people's down in Louisville, Kentucky right now. I know they're tuning in. You know, I'm doing a little networking on the side at the same time. So Hip Hop Stock Exchange, you know what I'm saying? Johnny O, you know, keeping hip hop real to its realest. You feel me?
Try.
You know, man. That's what it
That's
is.
That's what's up, man.
Till next week. One love to next week. Now we do. Get your
next
mind right.
Week.
Get your money right.
Yes.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you, all. Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Blessings to all.
I'm a beast on the microphone, something like the law. Bobby Rocky, I stay cocky, moving their bodies.
Right.
Rolling in the spot, yeah, where anybody finds me. Cowards talking trash, you can never even find me. Switching up the Cadillac, moving down the highway. East side, west side, do this thing like all day. Non-stop home, boy, we gotta get this payday. Matter of fact, I bump up in the whip a little Trey Day. I'm on a map, making history, getting more ink, and I rock no jewelry. Still no for real, yo, gotta keep it real, though. Everybody wanna know what's up with my old flow. I switch it up, man, gotta get a custom black. Matter of fact, rockin' with this Oreo custom hat. Hey, yo, I still rock it every day. Making moves on competition, yeah, we gotta get paid. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, north side, and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. Hey, yo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city, and they loving it. East to the west, south side, and they loving it.
can't be loving it.
I got them leaning and rocking. Boy, ain't no stopping. I'm moving like the hands on the clock. Keep on rocking. Till the break of dawn, yeah, that be the pedigree. Matter of fact, give me two shots for the vanity. I'm on the mic, man. I'm known to get it hype, man. Been on the street and I've been here in my stripes, man. It's non-stop. This is how I got it locked down. Damn, it's a holler down. Underground, hear my sound. Underground, wide like the internet. What you expect? Worldwide. Matter of fact, we gotta catch a check. Dollar signs and all that we be seeing here. Putting it down, representing for the new year. And that's how it's gotta be. Till I'm gonna be, but I can't stop. G, I got the adrenaline rush. I'm ready to crush. I'm holding down till I'm ash to ash to dust to dust. Yeah. This is how I rock for my city and they loving it. East to the west, north side and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it. This is how I rock for my city and they loving it. East to the west, south side and they loving it. This is how I rock for my city and they loving it. Ayo, they loving it, man, they be loving it.